Gemara, in the beginning, on the Masechta Sukkah, teaches us the halacha of Sukkah shegevoy lemala me'esrim amma. A Sukkah that's higher than 20 amma is psula. And the Gemara gives three reasons from three different amaroyim why indeed a Sukkah that's taller than 20 ammas is possible. The first reason the Gemara gives is the reason offered by Rava. Menani really asked the Gemara, from where do we know that the Sukkah is possible if it's taller than 20 ammas? Amar Rava, Dama Kral L'man Yedu Derasechim Ki B'Sukkah Sashaftis B'nei Yisrael. The Pasuk says that people should recognize that when this L'man Yedu Derasechim, you have to realize that you're sitting in the Sukkah, and therefore says the Gemara, says Rava, Ad Esrim Amma, when it's up to 20 Ammas tall, Adam Yodeya Shudar B'Sukkah, a person recognizes that he's sitting in the Sukkah, L'malam Esrim Amma, but when the Sukkah is higher than 20 Ammas, Ein Adam Yodeya Shudar B'Sukkah, a person doesn't recognize that he's sitting in the Sukkah, because he can't see so high up. And as I saw the Rishonim already explain, actually this drasha of Rava is a continuation of what it says in the previous pasuk in the Torah Kedoshah. The pasuk says, "Kol ezrach b'Yisrael yesh b'sukkos." Everybody has to sit in the Sukkah on Sukkos. And then the Torah teaches us that when you sit in the Sukkah, L'man yedu darasechem, why do you sit in the Sukkah? When you sit in the Sukkah, you have to recognize that you're sitting in the Sukkah. And as the Gemara and Rishonim say so many times in explaining what is a Sukkah, that the Sukkah is primarily the schach. So when you're sitting in the Sukkah, you have to see the schach, you have to know you're sitting in the Sukkah. However, and as Rashi explains, L'man yedu, says Rashi, say Sukkah, make a Sukkah, she yishivasoi nikereslach, that you know that you're sitting in the Sukkah. The ksiv, as the pasuk says, Yedu kivisukkos hashavti, tzvisi loshev. Know that you're sitting in a sukkah that I told you to sit in. Hachidar shlo. That's how the rabbit explains the pasuk. Vafagav, says Rashi, the ein yoytzim de pshuta, the hekif anani covered. That what the pasuk really means to say is that we sat, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made anani covered. Mir darshin alei drasha, Rava darshins this drasha. As we look at this Rashi, Rashi is actually weighing in on a machloikis of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbanan. The Gemara later in our Masechta on Daf Yud Aleph quotes a machloikis of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbanan. What is the sukkos to commemorate? Rabbi Elazar says, the Sukkah is to commemorate the Anane Kovet. Rabbi Kiva says, it's not the Anane Kovet, but Sukkos Mamish, they commemorate that Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made for us Hatz, Sukkos Mamish, to sit in. So it's interesting to point out that Rashi is somehow saying that the Sukkos is for the Anane HaKavod. And Rashi doesn't seem to quote Rabbi Kiva's opinion. Furthermore, as we discuss the opinion of Rava, the Rava is telling us that when one sits in the Sukkah, he has to have in mind that he's sitting in the Sukkah. L'man yedu darasechem, you have to recognize you're sitting in the Sukkah. So the question is, what does that mean? What is Rava telling us that we have to think about when we sit in the sukkah. We can think of actually two different kavanas. One kavana could be that you'd be mekayim the mitzvah. And if you don't have a mind that you're being mekayim the mitzvah, then you're not yoytze the mitzvah. That's what Rav is teaching us. Or what maybe what Rav is teaching us is that you have to have in mind the reason why you sit in the sukkah. Why do I have to sit in the sukkah? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell me to sit in the sukkah? L'man yedu derisechem. You have to know the why. The Gemara continues in explaining the different reasons, Rav Zeira's reason, why the sukkah that's higher than 20 amos is possible. Rava's explanation, why a sukkah is that's taller than 20 amos is possible. All of that is continued on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. And then the Gemara on the pap of that Beis of Amud Beis says, Kula Karavaloi Amri. Everybody doesn't agree with Rava's Pshat. That means Rav Zeira and Rava don't agree with Rava's Pshat. Why? Because Ahu Yediyah L'Doyrusu. They explain that the Pasuk is not telling us that when you sit in the sukkah, you have to realize that you're sitting in the sukkah. But rather the Pasuk is telling us why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the mitzvah of sukkah. The Torah is telling us HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the mitzvah of sukkah. L'man yedu derisechem. And Rashi here too says, "Hahu labi yidia di yeshiva sukkah kamar." The pasuk is not telling us, says Rashi, that when you're sitting in the sukkah, you need to recognize that you're sitting in the sukkah. El yidia tayrus abon. The Torah is telling future generation, you know why you have to sit in the sukkah. Sukkos anani covered and nasal others. Sukkos was the yontif Sukkos HaKadosh Baruch Hu established to remember the anani covered that he made for our others. So here too Rashi again points out that the reason we're sitting in this, that the reason is like Rebbe Lezer because of its anani covered. Why doesn't Rashi again is only quoting Rebbe Lezer's opinion, not the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. And actually, if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Tov Reish Chav Hei, it's interesting to point out that the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tov Reish Chav Hei also only quotes the opinion of Rabbi Lezer. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tov Reish Chav Hei says, "B'sukkos teish v'shivas yomim, ki b'sukkos ha'shavtis b'nei Yisrael, Haim anani akovid, shekifim behem l'chval, yakim sherish v'shemesh." HaKadosh Baruch Hu had anani akovid for us, that we shouldn't be exposed to the element. And that's why we sit in the sukkah. Again, ignoring the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. Furthermore, it's interesting to point out that the Gemara says that the opinion of why Rabbi Zeira and Rabba did not agree with Rava's explanation. But the Gemara doesn't, why Rabbi Zeira and Rava don't agree with Rava's explanation. But the Gemara doesn't find it necessary to explain why, how Rava will defend himself, how Rabba will defend himself against Rabbi Zeira and Rava. So we have a number of questions, just to review. One is, why does Rashi keep on only referring to Rabbi Lezer's Pshat of Anani Kovet? Why, how does Rava defend himself against Rabbi Zeira and Rava? And according to Rava, that when somebody sits in the sukkah, he has to recognize, l'man yedu derisechem, he has to have kavana. what exactly is the kavana that he has to have. So the Mefarshim want to suggest, this is based on the Bikurei Yaakov. The Bikurei Yaakov wants to suggest that the machloikis between Rava versus Rav Zeira and Rava is actually the machloikis of Rabbi Kiva versus Rabbi Elazar. And he explains as follows. If we say that the purpose of sitting in the sukkah is like Rabbi Kiva says, Zeichel anonim, Zeichel sukkahs mamish, so there is no nes that we're trying to commemorate. There is no yediyah l'dayus, because there's no special nes that's being commemorated. Therefore, when the Torah says, L'man yedu doris seichem, what the Gemara is saying, that what the Pasuk must be saying, says Rava, that when you sit in the sukkah, recognize that you're sitting in the sukkah. You have a mitzvah to understand, to know that you're sitting in the sukkah. And if you don't know that you're sitting in the sukkah, you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah. Whereas, Rav Zeira and Rava hold like Rav Elazar. And therefore they hold the sukkah is Zeicha L'Anani HaKovit. If the sukkah is Zeicha L'Anani HaKovit, the Pasuk of L'man Yedu Doris Seichem is not coming to teach us that when you sit in the sukkah you have to recognize or remember that you're sitting in the sukkah. The Pasuk is coming to tell us why the Yontif sukkah was established. If that's the case, now we can understand why the Gemara didn't need to tell us how Rava defends himself against Rava and Rav Zeira. Because their machloikis is a machloikis tanoim. And it's the old machloikis tanoim that's going to be a fundamental issue in the understanding of the mitzvah of sukkah throughout our mesechta. And Rava is going to hold like Rabbi Kiva. And therefore, obviously, the pasuk of L'man Yedu Doris Seichem has to come to teach us another, the din of when sitting in the sukkah, know that you're sitting in the sukkah. Rava, Rav Zeira, hold like Rav Elazar that it's a nani akavid, and the pasuk is telling us why sukkahs was established. Now, since we paskin like Rava and Rav Zeira, and therefore, even as the Gemara is going to say, and we're going to get to that in a moment, because as the Gemara teaches us, according to Rava, even though the Mishnah says that a sukkah that's lamala michof amma, of a sukkah that's taller than 20 amas, it's possible, but the Gemara says, defanis magias l'schach, if the walls of the sukkah reach the schach, mishlet sholot be'eno, and according to Rava, then the sukkah will be a kosher sukkah. But we don't paskin that way. We paskin like Rava and Rav Zeira. And therefore, if your sukkah is taller than 20 amos, even if the walls of the sukkah reach the ceiling, your sukkah will be a possible sukkah. What is that a raya? That's a raya that we don't paskin like Rava. It's a raya that we paskin like Rava and Rav Zeira. Since a raya that we paskin like Rava and Rav Zeira, and as we just explained, based on the words of the Bikurei Yaakov, if you paskin like Rava, you paskin like Rabbi Kiva. If you paskin like Rava and Rav Zeira, you paskin like Rabbi Elazar. The fact that we see that the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch and those other halachas, most notably the halacha of the sukkah, of the walls reaching the schach, doesn't make a difference. So it's a raya that we're paskin like Rav Zeira and Rava. If we're paskin like Rav Zeira and Rava, it's a raya that we hold that why was sukkahs established? Sukkahs was established because of Zeicha L'Anani HaKavod. That's why we understand that the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Reish Chof Hei only quotes the opinion of Rabbi Elazar of Anani HaKavod and doesn't quote the opinion of Rabbi Kiva Sukkahs Mamish. But now, so now we understand also why Rashi keeps on also quoting only the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, of Rabbi Elazar, of Anani HaKavod, Because as we're saying, that's the halacha, and that's why Rashi keeps on quoting the opinion of Rav Elezer, even when he's explaining Rava's opinion, where Rava holds like Rav Akiva. Mefarshim also try to understand if that's what the pasuk is coming to teach us according to Rava. If that's what the pasuk is coming to teach us according to Rava, so how can we also use the pasuk according to Rava to teach us? This pasuk is used to teach us the halakhos of Sukkos, but now it's very gishmak. Because according to Rava, this pasuk holds like Rabbi Akiva. This pasuk is teaching us that the halakhos is like Rabbi Akiva according to Rava. And according to Rava, what was it? Sukkos, mamish. Since it was Sukkos, mamish, therefore, the halakha is that since it was Sukkos, mamish, that's why the Sukkos had to be, we can learn also how the Sukkah has to be actually built. And with this approach, we could also answer perhaps another question. The Gemara begins by saying, Kula Karava Loi Amri. The Gemara here on that Beis on the Beis begins with the words, Kula Karava Loi Amri. And the Farshim asks, why do we have to say, Pnei Yeshua asked this question? Why do we have to say that Rav and Rav Zera disagree with Rava? Maybe they agree with Rava, with Rava's explanation, that the halacha is that l'man yedu derisechem, that when somebody is sitting in the sukkah, he has to recognize that he's sitting in the sukkah. And on top of that, they also hold that the walls have to be a certain way, as Rava explained. The schach has to be a certain way, as Rav Zeir explained. Why do we say that they're disagreeing? So the Pnei Yeshua actually says, the Gemara could have indeed said that, but the Gemara didn't want to create more machloikis than necessary. But according to the way we're explaining, the Gemara could not have offered that approach. The Gemara could not have offered an approach that Rava and Rav Zeir agree with, that Rav and Rav Zeir agree with Rava, for as we are explaining, their machloikis is a very, very fundamental machloikis. Their machloikis is the machloikis of Rav Elezer and Rabbanon, where Rav and Rav Zeir hold like Rav Elezer, and Rava hold like Rav Akiva. So there's no way that you could have them agreeing under any circumstances where their machloikis is so fundamental in the understanding the Yontif of Sukkos.